Vayhi b'shalach haray esa'om. The Medrash says, vay. It's a machlokes of Pari was saying vay, and Moshe Rabbeinu was saying vay. What's vay? The Chidah explains, we know the Yidden was supposed to be in Mitzrayim for 430 years. But the emes, the koishi ashibud, the echdega hardship was only for 86 years. 86 is gematria elikim. Midas Adin. It was supposed to be chamesh yodos of midas Adin. It was supposed to be 430. 430 is 86 times 5. Over the Eibster, because vayemoro eschayeyem du koishi ashibud, the etzem koishi ashibud, it was humtak, four of the midas Adin were humtak barachamim, and the etzem koishi ashibud was only one. Was 86 years. Midas Elikim. Most of the 430, which is 430 minus 86, you're left with 344. That's Shmad. All the other Goliaths and the Tzoris, that Lamaisa, because the Yidden did leave early Mitzrayim, it wasn't the Geula Hasidah right away, and there had to be other Goliaths, that on one hand, Avada, they had to go out because Mem Tashari Tumah, but on the other hand, you have to be Mashlim the Golis. That's the other Shmad years. Bishalach is Gematria Shmad. Less four, but there's four letters. That's what he says. So that's the vay of Bishalach, that they were left out early, that they went out so many years early and they only had 86 years of Koshi Ashibud, and that's why four of those Midas Elikim was Nepach Terachamim, and that's Arba Koisis. Kois is Gematria 86, and there's an Arichas in that, but Kois is also Midas, is Gematria Elikim. That's the Arba Koisis, the four Midas that they went out less. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin Daf Sadi Aleph that Gevia ben Pesisa, the Mitzrim came to mon the Yidden money from all the by the Kriyas Yamsov and also by Mitzrayim. There was a tremendous amount of that they stole, that they took out from the Mitzrayim. They wanted it back, and they took them to a Din Torah, and Gevia ben Pesisa, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, there was three stories there with Gevia ben Pesisa, that he said, let's make a cheshbon. 600,000 Yidden working for 430 years and you owe us that money. And he made a cheshbon that Rabbi Zayit comes in even more than all the Rechush Gadol of the Bizas Hayam and the Bizas Mitzrayim. So the Mefarshim ask, his cheshbon, Gevia ben Pesisa, was 430 years times 600,000 people working. They weren't working for 430 years. They were only working for 86 years. So you could say, we spoke last week, the Koshi Yashivut was as if they were working that much. Over the Pshat is Poshet, because in Makas Choshech, four-fifths of the Yidden were Nifter. So when the Gemara says that 600,000 times 430, it's really, it's not 600,000, it's times 5. The 430 is divided by 5, but the 600,000 is multiplied by 5, and that's how you get to the Cheshbin of Gevia ben Pesisa. So state behemshich that they're going out of Mitzrayim, Nevelei Nochem Aleikim Derech Eretz Plishtim, Ki Korevu, Ki Omer Aleikim Pen Yinochem Ha'om Beroysa Melchoma V'shovu Mitzrayimah. And you see, Vishalom state, others form state the concept. He's marach about this idea. It says, Vachamushim olu b'nei Yisroel me'eretz Mitzrayim. He says, Vachamushim is chamishim. They were in Memtes Sharei Tumah. And every Shar Tumah that you're going out of is the Yitzias Mitzrayim. Going out of Mitzrayim, taking Mitzrayim out of you. So there was 50 Yitzias Mitzrayim. Vachamushim olu b'nei Yisroel me'eretz Mitzrayim. Now this Vachamushim was really done b'chipozoin. Pesach Mitzrayim was b'chipozoin. It was done with the Hisoiris that the Eivishter made them go out, and there was no choice, they were going to fall into the Shar HaNun. Over something that's done b'chipozon, you have to realize, it's not going to work. Something that's done b'chipozon, b'hislavus, it's a good thing for starters, but afterwards you have to do things la'at la'at. Kiyadur of Tzadik writes, in the first shtickle, that Pesach Mitzrayim is b'chipozon, but l'doiris, it's not b'chipozon. Because that first jump out has to be done b'chipozon. But afterwards, after you have that first desirous, then there's a matzav of going shlav, shlav, 50 Madregas, 50 days of Sfiras Oimer, and that's Vachamushim Olu B'nei Yisrael. And the Eivish Tataka says, I want to go them in a long way. If they're going to go the short way, Kikarevu, they'll go back to Mitzrayim. It won't be Oiska Arbit, then they're going to go back to Mitzrayim, to the Mitzrishkeit that they have. Lamaisa Kipshuta, the Pasuk is saying that they didn't go Derech Eretz Plishtim because literally Mitzrayim is going to run after them and they'll end up going back to Mitzrayim. The Chazanish asks, the Eibishter already was maftiach to Moshe Rabbeinu that Matan Torah is going to be on Har Sinai. So of course they're going that direction because they have to go to Har Sinai to be makabel the Torah. That's not the reason why they're going there. That's why they're not going there as Eretz Plishtim, because they have to go towards Har Sinai. That's why. As I frak the Rakash. Chassam Sofer says, a drush, Derech Eretz Plishtim, he says, Derech Eretz Kodmol HaTorah, there's a musig of Derech Eretz, Torah Dike Derech Eretz. The Goyim also have a musig of Derech Eretz. Etiquette, Hanhagis, they have Klolim, how you're supposed to be Noyig, and they have Mumchim and Chachomim, how you're supposed to have these Klolim. Over the emesis by the Goyim, their musogim of Derech Eretz is geboit of their egen and svaris, and their egen and musogim, it's not be'etzem geboit in emes. And what Amo was considered normal or not considered mekubal, it could change. There's no klolim. The Eibishter saw that the Derech Eretz Plishtim, the Derech Eretz of the Goyim, is similar to the Derech Eretz of the Yidden. Over the Eibishter says, no, it looks kikarevu, but there's a big difference. Because if you go with Derech Eretz Plishtim, if you go with Goyish Derech Eretz, ten yinochim o'om v'roisam olchama, when you come to the Emes and Molchama Sayyid, Tzavishavim Mitzrayim, it doesn't work. Derech Eretz Kadmu L'Toyra, but Geboit of Toyra, Nish Plishtim Dike Derech Eretz. As I talk to Chassam Sofer, it might look similar, kikarevu, but it's not. Plishtim Dike Derech Eretz will not get you where you're supposed to get. You have to have Teiru Dike Derech Eretz. We said that Chamushim means that there was 50 Madregas. A lot of the Sforum talk about it, that there was 50 Sha'arim that they had to go into. Kipshut Rashi says it means Vachamushim Mizuyonim, or that's only one fifth, like we spoke before, that fourth fifth were Nifter and Makas Choshech. In Zoyar state, that the Inyan of Vachamushim is that Yitzias Mitzrayim was the Yoivel of Yoivel. Chamishim Shel Chamishim. From Bria Sa'olam, 50 Yoivelis was till Yitzias Mitzrayim. Now, past the 50 Yoivelis is 2,500. According to the Cheshbon of the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Daf Tes, Yitzias Mitzrayim was in the year 2448, which were off by a little bit more than 50. If the Zohar is saying that there was 50 Yoivelis for Yitzias Mitzrayim, it looks like there's 49 Yoivelis. There's a Mahalach from Rav Meir Shapiro Milablin. He brings that there's a Machloikis Tanoim, it's a Sugi in Erechin. Tuchsus Tatyemi is around there somewhere. And it's a Machloikis Tanakam in Rav Yehuda, whether every Yovel is 50 years or every Yovel is 49 years, because Shnas Yovel Oyle Lakan, Ulakan. There's a man the Omar that Rabbi Yehuda that Yovel, the year of Yovel, is also year number one of the next cycle. But often that every cycle of Yovel is 49 years. If you go with the cycle of 49 Diki year Yovelis, then Taka, maybe we're off by one or two still, but then it's Mamish Kamat B'Mechuvin that there was 50 Yovelis. He wants to be Moisif to this. The Pasuk says, there's a Medrash, the Pasuk says, by the Sneh, Vayar Hashem ki sor lirois. Hashem saw that Moshe Rabbeinu was sor lirois. The Medrash says sor is 260, because be'emes the Yidden were in Mitzrayim for 210 years. However, Moshe thought by the snare that maybe it's not time to take them out because ki sor lirois. Maybe they're supposed to be for 260 years. Vos epis 260 years. Zokt Remeir Shapiro, because it's telling this machlokes. We know that the Yitzias Mitzrayim is supposed to be the yovel of the yovel, the chamushim. To say this, so the Emes, it was the 49 year Yovel. Over Moshe had a rain, had a half, that Kisar the right. Maybe the Yidden are supposed to be till 260 years, till you get to the Cheshbon of 50 years, the Yovels. The Doimuzay says that Moshe Rabbeinu lived 120 years, and the Medrash says that the 120 years of Moshe is connected to the whole Bria Sa'olam. 120 times 50 is 6,000, which is the Sheshes Alafim of the Bria Sa'olam. So Moshe Rabbeinu, every year of Moshe Rabbeinu, is a microcosm, a small of a yovel of the Bria Sa'olam. There's a medrash that Moshe Rabbeinu, when he was asking to be able to stay longer to go into Eretz Yisrael, the lashon is Moshe Rabbeinu asked for another 2 years. Vasep is 2 years. So the Gevaldik. Moshe Rabbeinu was saying, I live 120 years, can I get 120 50 year yovels of the Velt? But maybe we're supposed to go with 49 yovels. 49 year yovels. How many 49 year yovels aren't there? 6,000. 122. Two more yovels. So that's why he was asking to live 122 years. It's Alpha Satan, Seder V'chamushim, which is, again, the Zohar says, is Yoivel, Shel Yoivel, was the year of Yitzias Mitzrayim. Yeah, going now, Klal Yisrael went out, and there's the Mitzvah of Kriyas Yamsuf, which be'emet is a Hashlomo to Yitzias Mitzrayim. There's a few makoris to the idea that Dosan V'aviram were not there. It says in the Pasuk, V'omar Pari Livnei Yisrael, Nevuchem Heim Ba'aretz. Who is Pari talking to? Va'omar Pari L'Bnei Yisrael. Who is this B'nei Yisrael? Zok the Targum Yoinesen. Va'omar Pari L'Dosan Va'aviram. B'nei Yisrael, the Meshtairin B'Mitzrayim. Dosan Va'aviram stayed in Mitzrayim. And that's who Pari is talking to. And in Sforim state, that Maral Diskin talks about it in Chassidus Sforim, Ben Marim Chaim, other Sforim, they say Dosan Vavirim, what ended up happening with them? They ended up having their Egena Kriyas Yamsuf. The Yam was Korea for them separately. It says, Uvnei Yisrael Holku by Yavosha. Right here it says, Omar Parai Livnei Yisrael. There's another passage, Uvnei Yisrael Holku by Yavosha. Dr. Bermaim Chaim, Bnei is Loshen Rabim, is Miyad Rabim Shnaim. It's Dosan Vavirim. They had their Egena Kriyas Yamsuf. Now, there's a passage in Tehillim, in the Kapitel Kavav, which is the Hemshech of Kapitel Kavhei, which is talking about the Yonim of Yitzias Mitzrayim, by Yigar B'Yamsuf Ayecharav, that the Eberster had to be Goyer in the Yam. So why do you have to be Goyer? I don't know, but the Yam should one of the Kriyas Yamsuf. There's a lot of Torah in that. But there's a Mahalach, because it's going on the second, it's going on the Kriyas Yamsuf of Dosan Vavirim, that the Eberster made a Bazunder a Gaira, that the Dosan Vavirim, the comes there a Kriyas Yamsuf. Why Taka do they deserve a Kriyas Yamsuf? What's this Taka? Because it's the matzah that Dosan Vavirim deserve a Kriyas Yamsuf. So Rabbi Shmuel Leib Diskin explains, especially, let's be mindful before the Tarek, they stayed in Mitzrayim. 4/5 of Klal Yisrael died in Mitzrayim because they weren't minded in the Geula. Vos epis that doesn't avir mazoicha that they end up having a Yitzias Mitzrayim, or nishna adam and egin akriyas yamsuf. So Rabbi Shmuel Leib Diskin says because they were the noiksim ba'am, they were soivul for Klal Yisrael, they were the ones that the Mitzrayim punished when the Yidden weren't doing the quota, they were the ones in charge that were soivul. They have been soivul given for Klal Yisrael, so come say oicheta an egin Yeshua. That's what he says in the Oznayim in the Meznayim Latoyra in the Let's Karov. He says the MS Moshe Rabbeinu told the Yidden that they're only going after 3 days. The plan was Moshe Rabbeinu was making a targil; he's really taking them out for good. But what he told the Yidden is that they're only going out for 3 days. He told Pari, I'm sorry, but meanwhile by the Yidden knew that this is really a trick; they're going out for good. And the ones that didn't believe in that, the 4/5 died in Mitzrayim. Dosan Vavirim were Malshinim. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't tell them, because he knew that the first thing he's going to tell you, that they're going to tell Dosan Vavirim that it's really a trip forever, they're going to go tell Paro. So Dosan Vavirim didn't know. They thought it's Taka really only a 3-day trip. So on them, it's not such, and they decided, we're not going to go on the trip. We'll stay home, we'll stay back, we'll come, wait for them to come back. It's not such a time on them. The 4/5 that died is because they were knew the truth that it's really it's the echte giyitzia and they didn't want to sell truth to it, so they died. Dosan Vavirim were taka told false information, which we're told to Pari also, that it's only a 3-day trip, and that's why they weren't nenesh as much. In Lekech Valibah, he also talks about this Indian that Dosan Vavirim had their egen yitzias Mitzrayim, and he says Vaisek that even Dosan Vavirim was the biggest Rishayim. Also have a shaykhus to becholzeis to do tshuva and to have an egen akriyas yamsuf and kedarka. He says dosan vavirim is gematria tshuva, and therefore they also are able to have their akriyas yamsuf. Now it's interesting the kudim. Moshe Rabbeinu Ben told the Yidden that they're going after 3. Told Paroi that the Yidden are only going for 3 days. But it's in the end Fakaret Paroi runs after them and the whole ma'isa happens 3 days. They go, then Paroi runs after them 3 days on the 7th day of Pesach is akriyas yamsuf. What was this inyan of telling them 3 days, doing a trick, lying to Paroi, making a targil, a trick on Paroi? There's a lot of mahalchim in them. Others say that Taka, that was Moshe Rabbeinu's plan originally. No, Paroi ran after them. They fell into the Yam. But Be'emes Taka, Moshe Rabbeinu also was Taka planning 3 days. There is a mahalach like that. There's rice in Rishonim, not like that. I heard one pshat, said their hair. Paroi is the Eitz Sahara. Paroi is the Eitz Sahara. And Paroi has Shlita on Klal Yisrael, and Klal Yisrael are in Koshi Ashibut of the Mentesh Shari Tumah of the Eitz Sahara. And we said there's various ways. We spoke earlier. There's a Mahalach in Avodas Hashem of right away Bechipozah and doing it quickly. But if you do it like that, then it doesn't last. There's also another Mahalach, a Drita Mahalach though. Not going slow, not going fast. Sometimes you're head of matzav that you're taka overwhelmed by a Yecholus to do or not to do something. Whether it's an Inyan of Sur Meira, or whether it's an Inyan of Asay Toys, you talk to think you're not holding thereby. And you talk to not. Well, you are. But you don't know. And you're overwhelmed. Challenge thereby. The mahalach is to tell the Yetzer Hara, you know what? Let me try for 3 days. I'm not signing on for life. 3 days. Try to, yeah, to not. Then you'll see. You talk to holding thereby. You're holding b'mitzas. You're not. But maybe you're still like a buses that b'osra korib you'll be holding. There's a dam mahalach oichet of telling the Yetzer Hara, feeding him off and saying, there are shloishes yomim, neilich. Oichet a zugang. In avoid the Hashem and Melchem Esayetz, when it's necessary, so the oichet azasor gan. You have the matzav of Kriyas Yamsuf. There's a moshel from the Noam Elimelech, pshat in Kriyas Yamsuf. Avad the gavaldik and neis the eves is mishana the bria the shtalavek emuna and klal Yisrael with doiris. But he says, what's the matter of splitting up the yam? He says, "Bemis, everything is nes. Teva is also nes. Teva is also a gemara of the Kazakh. This that is a yam is a gemara of the Kazakh. So what's the kriyas yamsuf?" He gives a mashal. There was once a artist that painted a picture of a horse, and it was so realistic looking, so matzliach to make it look mamish alive, that people weren't nispal. Because it was a horse. That's what it was. It wasn't a moiridic, fascinating, amazing picture of a horse. It looked like a horse. There was nothing to be nispal about. And the artist was mamish having chalisha sadas. People tried to explain to him, "Adar Rabbit, because it looks so real. Of a tachlis, people weren't nispal. There's nothing nispal about it. Sekuktoiz v'ayam." Someone told him, "You know what? Take the picture and slice it in half. Push it, cut it in half, leave only half on one side of the street, half on the other side of the street. A halbeferd, does this pesach, it's a small thing. People have what it is. Does this kriyas yamsuf. From the kriyas yamsuf, zem avas ayam is, zem avas teva is, zem avas, from neis, zem in teva. That's not bad, you say, meretang adem chanaka. But that's the hair, that's the, Reli Melech's the hair in kriyas yamsuf. Pari is running after them by Yirdu Fu Mitzrayim Achareim by Yasigu Oysam Choynim Alayam. Rav Tzadik writes, we spoke about a similar concept earlier. Mitzrayim was running after them, and Mitzrayim was able to catch up to them because they still weren't totally out of Mitzrayim. If they were totally minutik from Mitzrayim, Mitzrayim doesn't have what to run after you. If Mitzrayim is running after you, you have a shtick Mitzrayim in you. By Yirdu Fu Mitzrayim and by Yasigu Oysam, because it wasn't, and the reason is because, like we spoke, that the original Yitzhiyah was B'chipozina, was Melamal, it wasn't from Egin Avoida, Mitzrayim is still able to run after them. When they come to Kriyas Yamsuf, and they do their Eginim Sirus Nefesh, okay, there's two Mahalakim. Others say that by Matan Torah, that's the 50 days till Matan Torah that they do the V'chamushim, the 50 level. But there's also the Mahalak that in Kriyas Yamsuf is the Hashlama, that they were Menatim themselves because it wasn't Melamal, they made their Eginim Sirus Nefesh, and that's what's the Hashlama of the Yitzhiyas Mitzrayim, that now Mitzrayim is not right of Achareim. If you are not having shtik Mitzrayim in you, Mitzrayim is not right of Acharecha. State in the Pasuk, in Tehillim, it says, Hayom Ra Vayonois, it's a famous Medrash, we say it in Hallel, Hayom Ra Vayonois, Ma Ra Hayam, Ra Braiset Rav Yishmol, Asach Sfarim Redenwegen, it's a famous Medrash, Asach Tyrus on this, Vos meint the medrash, ma ro hayam, ro braise de Rabbi Shmo. So, Rabbi Yonis and Ivish, it says in Mahalach, that there's a medrash that says that the MS, when it came time to do Kriyas Yamsuf, the Yam says, why? Halolu ev de avay de zora, halolu ev de avay de zora. And that's the MS, the Pasuk in Tehillim that we said before, that vayigar bayam, we said earlier it's going on dasan vavirim, but you can learn bachlal, the Yam is tiny, he doesn't want to split. Halolu ev de avay de zora, halolu ev de avay de zora. And there's many different mitzvahs in the Medrash on this shakal v'tari gufa, but one of the Medrashim say a teretz, halolu asu tshuva. That the yidden did tshuva. There's a difference between the mitzvahim and the yidden because they did tshuva. But the shayla is, who says tshuva is a teretz? The prat that we're talking about, far matan Torah, the yidden have, the b'nei Yisrael, that are in Mitzrayim, have a din of a benoyach, which we know is a machloikis, if they have a din of a benoyach, or they have a din of a Yisrael, the famous chakira of the Prashas Drachim, but it's not pasha that they have a din of a Yisrael. Who says tshuva works? So the Rai is because Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Yishmael. Why do we name a Tana Rabbi Yishmael after Yishmael? B'noi shel Avram. Yishmael, nishkiven az agroiz et tzadik. But the Gemara and Chazal say that Yishmael is soif yomov osa tshuva. If they name the Tana Rabbi Yishmael, Braisa, Tana de Rei Rabbi Yishmael, thus the Rai that tshuva works by a B'noi Yechoso, and that was the tshuva. The Yam saw Braisa the Rabbi Yishmael. That we name a Tana Rabbi Yishmael, Vaisai said, Benoyach also could do tshuva, that's the teretz that split for them that they could do tshuva. Another mahalas that's brought, that the emes, it says, Hayom Rav Ayonais, Hayardin Yisav Ochar, that the Yam made a Kalva Choymer from the Yardin. If the Yardin was willing to split for the Talmud, Yeshua, Avada, the Yam should split for Moshe Rabbeinu, and that's a Kalva Choymer, which is in the Brice of the Rabbi Yishmael. The Yam saw the Brice of the Rabbi Yishmael, and learned up the Kalva Choymer from the Yardin to split for the Yidden. A third Mahalach, the Emes, the Yidden Taka, halolu ev devay de zora, halolu ev devay de zora. In another Medrash, the teretz that the Medrash gives is, no, the Yidden are different because they were oinus, and ein atadon oinus keratzin. But what's the teretz of oinus? L'chayra, gimel averis chamuris, yarek val yavar. Rabbi Yishmol's sheet in Sanhedrin is that there's no yarek val yavar by vay de zora. So machlokes, what he holds by Ritzicha and Gilurai. So Rabbi Dezor, Rabbi Shmuel, she does is not Yarav. Rabbi Yischaelik on the man the Yom Rav Gimel Averes Chomer. So the Yam, so Brisa that Rabbi Shmuel, there's the Teretz of Oinus. Now it's interesting. The Prashas Drochim himself brings a similar medrash that says that Halolu like Rabbi Dezor, Halolu like Dezor, and the Teretz back was, but Klumat Adan Shoygig Kimezid VeOinus Karotzen. And the Yisa, the lashon of the medrash is the Yebus that tells the Yam Shoyta Shoyta Sheva Oylam Klumat Adan Oynis Kirotzen Vemeid Veshoyge Kemezi. What's the lashon? It's calling him a Shoyta. So the Prashas Drachim Al Pidarke Barichas Barichas. He talks about this concept Kiyadua in the Eretz Drasha. There's a Shaila if the Yidden before Matan Torah have a din of a Benoyach or of Yisrael Lakula or Lachumra. The Yam was tining that they were able to have a Dizara. I don't have to say them. Now Bemis says two Tirotzim. They were Shoygig. And they were oinus. Oinus is not a teretz by a yid, because it's gimel veres chamuris. By a goy, there's no teretz of oinus, because there's no v'chay behem by a goy. Machlokes v'shoinim, but loy t'shita that by a goy, there's no v'chay behem, so there's no teretz of oinus. Shoygig is a teretz by a yid, but it's not a teretz for a ben noyach. There's no shkoga by a ben noyach. The Yam was saying, I hold like yenetz not in the precious drachim, and l'chumra both ways. They don't have the teretz of shoygig, and they don't have the teretz of oinus. Because as oinus, I'm dan them l'chumra like a benoyah, and shoygig, I'm dan them l'chumra like Yisrael. Zokta Eibishter. Shoyta sheba'olam, the Gemara says in Chulin, someone that takes chumras de beishami and chumras de beishil, that's a shoyta. Oy ke beishil bechumrein bechulein, oy ke beishamai bechulein bechumrein. Zokta Eibishter in the Medrash. Shoyta, klumat adon, shoygig kemezid and oinus kerotin at the same time. Other as I, other benoyah, other Yisrael. But l'chumra both, you don't have to do. Aybazoi, the Yam should split. That was the Shakla Vataria of the Yam. Now it's interesting, it says later on in the Oz Yashir, it says, Ner Mumayim. Ner Mumayim is Chakimu. The Medrash, the Targum says it's Chakimu Mayim. What's the Chokhmah? What's the Chokhmah in the Mayim? There's many Pshatim, what's the Chokhmah in the Mayim? So Amol, I wanted to say, it's going on all these Pshatim. The Yam was learning up Brises of Rabbi Shmuel. We said 3-4 Mahalchim. What's the Indian of learning up from the Brises of Rabbi Shmuel? Or the Galenta Kalvachoimer, or the Ratsustaf and Asugin Sanhedrin. Thus is the Chokhmah from the Mayim. Oh, but you could say another pshat also, the chokhmah from the Mayim is, it says, Sovelu Kaiferes, it says Ka'oven, and it says Yachlemu Kakash. So Rashi brings, because there was different Madregas. If there was Mamish, not such a Rasha, it went Kaiferes right away down. Even is a less. And Kash is that it's Mamish, it's very light, and it goes up and down until it was Nenesh the Kash. I was clearing to say a Chiddush, not that there was three Madregas only, Kash, Even, and Iferes. Every mitzri, Gnoi, Lefi, his Madrega, was how much he was Nenesh in the getting Tzigish slipped in the water. Either you could say just Evan, maybe Eferis is for sure and Kash is for sure, but Evan, the middle Madrega. Fashidna Avonim, there's different kinds of Avonim. Azah, heavy Evan, Azah, heavy Evan, Azah, Sug. So every mitzri, Bidiyuk, Lefi, Massive Madregosoi, that's how he was Nenesh. That's the Gavaldika Chokhma, Azah, Bezdin, that the Mayim is handling. Not some that there was three Madregas in the Mitzrayim, but that every Mitzri, b'diyuk l'fi Madregosei, l'fi dargas rish usoi, how he was nanash, that's the Chakimu Maya, that's the Nerimu Maya, that's the Chochmu v'slikt in the Maya. The Gemara says, M'sochim, Koshem is a noisov shel Adam ki Kriyas Yamsov. That's when the Gemara tells the two things. Parnoso is a noisov shel Adam, is like Kriyas Yamsov, and there's also another famous Gemara, Koshem Zivugam, Shaduchim is Koshek Kriyas Yamsuf. So Asach, Sheva Brachas Torah on the Kosha Zivugan, and a lot of people by Sheva Brachas also talk about the Kosha Mizenoisef Shaladam. Vos is the Shaykhs da to the Kriyas Yamsuf. So I heard once a pshat that Shaykh to both of them, to all three, that says the Shaykh is Kriyas Yamsuf and Zivugam and the Mizenoisef. The Yidden are here going out of Mitzrayim, and the way the Medrash describes it, on one hand is a midbar of Nochash Va'akrov. Behind them is the Mitzrayim running after them. And in front of them to go is the Yam. They're closed in from all sides. May Ayin Yovi Ezri. And the emphasis, if you would start thinking, what would be the solution? Maybe the solution should be that they should go fight the Mitzrayim and be Menatzeach them. Or that should come down on Ikovid and take away the Nechoshim Akarovim and they should go into the Midbar. Gain Arayin the Yam. That's Gor, not the Muskul Rishon of what you think would have happened. And that's what happened. They davened, they made their ishtadlus, and then that's what happened. A person can make his ishtadlus in sign the yonim of mezoinus, sign the yonim of zivugim. The aim is to fear the welt. That you see by Kriyas Yamsuf. The Yeshua, what you would have thought happened is not what happened. The ishtadlus is done in one place. The taitzah is bichlal in an andra art. That's the yisoy that you learn out of here. Vayar Yisrael asayod agdoyla. Shteik medrash v'Yisrael, it means Yisrael Saba, it means Yankiv Avinu, the koyach of Yankiv Avinu. The emesis is that in Tehillim, in Kapitel Ein Ches, that's the other capital where it talks about the inyonim of the Makis and the Yitzias Mitzrayim, over there it says, Neged Avoysam Osapele. Neged Avoysam, for the schus of all the Ovis. The Chassam Sofer explains what's the shaykhus with the Ovis to Kriyas Yamsuf. He brings a Rekech, Rishonim. The Rekech says that since we stop eating chametz already Erev Pesach, and Pesach is for 7 days, the amount of time that we don't eat chametz is 175 hours. Because a full week, 7 days, Pesach is 7 days. And that's 168 hours, plus a little bit Tosefes Yom Tov, and 6 hours from Chatzos. It's 175 hours, Keneged Shnoisov Shel Avraham Avinu. Now, Kriyas Yom Tov happens in the seventh day, by the Alois HaShachar in the morning, by Shmeres HaBoker of Shvi Shel Pesach. That's 160 hours into this 175 hour cycle. That's when Yaakov Avinu was born. Yaakov Avinu was born when Avraham Avinu was 160. When it came the koyach, Neged Avoysam Osapela. When you have the koyach of Ayar Yisrael, that is of the Medrash, that Yisrael Saba, that Yaakov Avinu, when you have from the beginning of Pesach, from Chatzos Yom Erev Pesach, all the way till the Zman of Kriyas Yom Tov is 160 hours, that's the time when it was Nizdavik Yachad, the koyach of Avraham and the koyach of Yaakov, that's Neged Avoysam Osa Pella. Now the emes is, we spoke about this the other time, that Rashi in Parshas Shlach says that the reason there are 8 chutim in tzitzis is connected to 8 days from Yitzias Mitzrayim to Kriyas Yom Tov, and Al Shrayin that it's not true, Pasha, there are 7 days only. So one pshat is that there's one chut of tchelas and it's going connected to 7 chutim of lovon. The next line in the Rashi there says a different reason for tchelas. So it's going on the shiva chutim lovon and it's shiva yom until Yitzias Yom Tov. But like the gears of Shmoino, you could go, there's a lot of Torah, but you could say a mahalach, like we spoke last week, that Erev Pesach, they were still on the mitzvah schedule, that it goes with the mitzvah sheteg, and that's an extra day. Then when they switch over into being Yidden, so then it goes back onto the Yiddish cheshbon of days, so it's taka ready, it's already the 8th day from that... Vayar Yisrael Atiyar Gdailo, Vayiru Ha'ames Hashem, and then afterwards Vayaminu. So Moira de Gestel and Steve Shalom is Marach on this. Vayaminu is after Vayiru. Emunah is L'chayra far, you see something. Emunah is when you say, well, you don't see. If it was ready after Vayar, Vayiru, then comes Emunah. So he says, we're talking about a different darg of Emunah. And he touches up, that's the touch of the Shira that's going on over here. It's not Emunah b'moyach, it's not Emunah b'leiv, it's Emunah from Kol Ramachi Vorim. It's an Emunah that's beyond the darg, even after you saw it. After you saw it, and your moyach was koilah, and your leiv was margishit. Then there's a hechera darg of emuna. Emuna not stam, emuna of that. Kol asmoise teimarna deke emuna. That's the Vayaminu Bashem, and that's the Bazunda Rashir. He brings the lashon of a medrash that this is the first time there was Shira. He asks, there's a stira. The medrash says there were so many other people that had already said Shira. This was the Bazunda Madrega of Vayaminu, that the ganze guf is given a psa, a shtik Vayaminu. This is a halacha, a mitzvah essay d'oraisa of Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim. It's brought down in Shulchan Aruch Arachayim and Simon Samach Zayin that every yid has to be mekayim a mitzvah essay d'oraisa of Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim once by day and once by night, which bepashtus we mekayim when we say Kriyashma, we say Vayoymer, we say Psukim, and we talk about Yitzias Mitzrayim twice a day and by night. And we mekayim it by saying the end parsha of Kriyashma. The Magen Avraham in Siman Samach Zayin says that Hu Adin Nirali says, for whatever reason the person didn't say Kriyat Shema, but if a person said Os Yoshir, we only hear Os Yoshir. If you said Shiras Hayam, you're also Mekayim the Mitzvah's essay of Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim. Now the Chassam Sofer and Rabbi Kveger are Choylik in the Hagoyos Rabbi Kveger in Shulchan Aruch. He brings from Chosnoi, from his son-in-law, Rabbi Chassam Sofer was Rabbi Kveger's son-in-law in Zivik Sheni. So Rabbi Kveger quotes his son-in-law, the Chassam Sofer. In our Shulchan Aruch, it's also printed in the Goyis Chassam Sofer. But in Rabbi Kveger's Shulchan Aruch, it didn't have a Goyis Chassam Sofer. He quotes the Chassam Sofer from a tshuva. but Rav Sarev Kveg and Sarech Sam Sofer are choylik on this Magen Avraham, and they say that you're only Mekayim Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim if you talk about Yitzias Mitzrayim proper, going out of Mitzrayim. Kriyas Yamsef is something else, it's 7 days later. It's Nochazach. It's not Yitzias Mitzrayim itself. They have another time that you don't mention Makis Bechoyris. The chaylik of it is you have to mention Makis Bechoyris. It's not mentioned in Oz Yoshe. Or but that's a thing arise, you stay to Avikuach. Whether you Mekayim Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim with Kriyas Yamsef. L'choyra, the taich of this machloikis is Kriyas Yamsef or Mitzias Bifnei Atzmoi, or it's the Hashlama of Yitzias Mitzrayim. And Yesh Lodin Bazeh from Harbe Oifanim and Hebetim to look at whether Kriyas Yamsef should be looked upon as a separate Mitzias or a Hashlama to Yitzias Mitzrayim. L'dugma, I once saw a pshat, what's taka the Hashlama that Yitzias Kriyas Yamsef? Because the Yidden originally were Barach. They were Vayivrach Mitzrayim. Evan Shabarach, Chayiv lehashlim. Even after he ran away, if the Odin catches him, he has to take him back. He has to be mashlim his years. Gemara said in Kedushin. But Misas HaOdin is Avada Yitziah. Misas HaOdin, Evan goes out. So by Kriyas Yamsuf, Ayar Yisrael, they saw Mitzrayim, Meis Asfas Hayom. That's the Hashlomo of the Yitzias Mitzrayim, because it was Misas HaOdin. Until then, it was Vayivrach. On a Vayivrach, they still can go back to the Odin. Takapari is Roid of Achareim. They still have a Shtik Mitzrayim in them, he said. That's not the Hashlom yet of the Yitzias Mitzrayim. But it's a Machloikis Vaitois Mogen Avraham Echazam Seifer. So I wanted to say a Chiddush in this Machloikis Mogen Avraham Echazam Seifer. Ki Yedua, the precious Drochim, when he talks about the Shail, if the Yidden have a din of a Ben Noyach or a din of a Yisrael, he's Mayrach about it and he explains that it's a Machloikis Achroinim and he brings Makoyis. Then he goes back and he says it's also a Machloikis Rishoinim. Then he goes and tightens up, it's a machlekes tanoim, until he boys and boys and he makes that it's a machlekes Yosef and the brothers. It's the famous shtickel that we talked about it in those parashiyas, that it's a machlekes Yosef and the brothers in this vikuach, which is also machlekes ma'achroinim and rishonim and tanoim, and it's also machlekes Yosef and the brothers. So, harishus nesuna to azas sort, derech halimud, I want to maybe suggest that this machlekes Mogen Avraham and Chasam Sofer, where the Kriyas Yamsef is part of Yitzias Mitzrayim, or a separate entity. Nafkimina, if you yoitza the mitzvahs esed oraisa of Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim, by just saying Kriyas Yamsef, ken zayin that this machloikis already is earlier than a Mogen Avraham Chasam Sofer. But none of the Rishonim, gar earlier. The Medrash says that the Eibishter told Moshe Rabbeinu to take the Yidden to go take Biza from Mitzrayim. Because he says, Shelo Yoimer Oisai Tzadik, that Avram Avinu shouldn't say, Va'avadim Ve'inu Oisam Kiyamtabem, you kept him in Mitzrayim. Va'achra Ken Yetu Rechush God Eloi Kiyamtabem. So Zok Te'evish, the Tamoish Rabbeinu, Vibalt Avram Avinu is going to come with Tainus. That's why there should be Bizas Mitzrayim. Frek to Goin. That's why there's Bizas Mitzrayim, so Avram Avinu shouldn't have Tainus on Moshe Rabbeinu, guys. Te'evish, the promise that there's going to be a Rechush Godel. So some say the Rechush Godel could mean Torah. But there's a mahalak from the Goin that Be'emes, the Rechush Gadol, there was a bigger Rechush Gadol even by Bidas Hayam. So as the Eivish says Avtocho, what he was maftir that is going to be a Biza, it suffices that it's Bidas Hayam. Or Bezok, the Rabbi Nishlam, to Moshe Rabbeinu, tell the Yidden to also take a Biza in Mitzrayim proper. Why? Shalayayimar, I say Tzadik, Avram Avinu is going to come with a Taina. Avram Avinu is going to say, I don't hold like the Mogen Avram. I hold like the Chasam Sofer. I hold that only Yitzias Mitzrayim is Yitzias Mitzrayim, not Kriyas Yamsuf. And if there was Avtoch of Rechush Gadol, the Avtoch of the Rechush Gadol has to be in Mitzrayim itself. So of that time of Avram Avinu, there has to be a Biza in Mitzrayim. Ha'emes Yeridarkoi, that the Eberst is going with the other side, that Kriyas Yamsuf's Rechush Gadol could count. Like the Magen Avraham. But Asher Yoimer, I say Tzadik, as a Dintag of the Magen Avraham, he has to say that there has to be a Biza in Mitzrayim also. Ula, you could say, that's a Shoirish in the Machloikis Magen Avraham and Chasam Sofer. Yeah, you have a lot of other sugyas in the parasha after Kriyas Yamsuf also. By Avoyu Maroso, B'la Yochlu Lishlis Mayim Mimora, there's a Murder the Kipshat that it's Mavur in the Kliyokar, the Marshon Baba Kama Tebezes says similar. They come, Ein Mayim El Toira, and you come sometimes to Mayim, and it's Mora, and La Yochlu Lishlis Mayim, Ki Morim Heim, once the gate on Shver, and does not so easy. So what's the Eitza? Vayoyreyu Hashem eats. The Eibishter says, I have an Eitza. Vayashlech el hamayim. Jump into the water. Spring arayim. Don't dip your feet in. Spring arayim with the ganze ramach evorim into the vasser. Vayashlech el hamayim. Maybe call us cholas koshes. In the beginning, it's mar. It's soifay mosoik. Aber betnai from vayashlech el amayim. Dafen in ganzen arayin springing in the vaser in the mayim in mayim el atoyra. That's the esa v'shteita on the pasuk. You have the parsha of the mon. State by the mon, leman anasenu hayelach b'sayrosi imloy. Leman anasenu. There's an asoyin. What's the asoyin of the mon? So Rav Yonis and Ibish, it says, what's the pshat of the asoyin of the mon? Says we know the mon, the emes, could taste like whatever you want. Whatever they had a machshava of a Michael, the whole sugya. What bracha you make? Do you make the bracha of the thing you're thinking about? Or it's always amoyti, amoyti lechem and hashamayim. It's very, very yeshitas. But you can think whatever you want, what the mon is supposed to taste like. So you do a b'shem, the Chofetz Chaim. What if you didn't think what the mon should taste like? What did it taste like then? So the Chofetz Chaim said a big yisoid. It's a yisoid for life. Yisoid in the mon, yisoid for life. As mitrach nish totes nish kentam. If you don't think about what you're doing, and you're doing things on a machshava, on a mahalach, on a kivun, it doesn't have any tam whatsoever. As mitrach totes atam, as mitrach totes nish kentam. Now the emes is, the pasuk says meforish v'taymoi ketapiches bedvash. That it tasted like dvash. And the emes, the going says, what does it mean v'taymoi ketapiches bedvash? Tam means echad b'shishim. Something is nice in tam if it's 1/60. The Gemara says there are 5 echad m'shishim. One of them is the mon. The mon was echad m'shishim. I'm sorry, dvash is echad m'shishim of the mon. So zok the going, that's what the pasuk means. V'taymoi ketapiches bedvash. The noisen tam of the mon was dvash. Not that the mon was 60 times more than that. V'taymoi, the noisen tam of mon is kitzapiches dvash. Aber ha mi state at the pasuk that it tasted like dvash. Lulei de chavetz chayim nechvot gezogt that when you ate it without a tam, when you ate it without a machshav, it would taste like dvash. Aber de chavetz chayim gila lanu yisoy ze ad mitrach nisht hodas nishkin tam. To vos meint as v'taymoi kitzapiches dvash, the tam is anything. Ad mitrach nisht hodas nishkin tam. Ad mitrach pizza tastes like pizza, not like dvash. To vos meint v'taymoi kitzapiches dvash. Pshat is poshet. If a person was mechashiv, that it should taste like mon. As I mentioned, he wants the mon to taste like mon. What's the time of mon? Etrach. This is not etrach. Etrach is good. Etrach is the hobby of the time for mon. The time for mon is kitzapiches bedvash. Tuchzach is pshut ishal mikro. Akuponim, what's the nesoyin of the mon? So Zok Rav Yonis and Aibishitz. The Mishnah says, Kachi darka shal toira. Pas b'melech toichel, mayim b'mesura tishteh. That's the derech, not sushi. Pas b'melech, mayim b'mesura. Now the mon can taste like anything, as a gevaldik in a soyin. You could have any machshava you want; it should taste like whatever you want. Shulchan aruch lefanecha, everything available, so easy. If not right here, you take a few steps. Mitzrach, you go, you look for the mon. Culminate, time him, and yonim. It's all available, and it's of a simple vach, and you can go right back into Mitz Medrash. Trach vas mevil, es vas mevil, apar menot, kol mine taimim meguvanim, umeshunim, mitaimim shoinim. And the nesoyin is, kachi darka shal toira, pas v'melech toichel, mayim b'mesura tishta. That's the nesoyin from the mon. When you have all the options available, that's the nesoyin of the mon. There's another mahalach. What's the nesoyin of the mon? The door day of the midbar, no oil of parnosa. It was kulam avad. It was one big yeshiva. Was with galant. Yoyim v'layla. No oil of parnosa. The Michael comes. Yorid lehem in hashamayim. That's the massive of nitna toira l'malachi amon. That's an asoyin. I want to bring out an akuda. That's an asoyin also. A person that has an oil parnasa on himself, oil derech eretz, avada kola kola mekabel alatzmai, oil toira, mavirin min oil derech eretz. And we spoke a few times, I heard this from the Rosh Hashiva Zatzal in the Shmuz, he was speaking before Shavuos about Kabbalah, Kabbalah's oil toira, not just to learn, but with a Kabbalah. And he said, a chiddush, I think he said it from Chaim Volozhin, that there's madregis in kola mekabel. It's not black and white, other yad not. Kifi dargis kol mekabel alat my ol toira. That's the darga of mavirim and ol derech eretz. Vos mer mekabel ol toira, dos is mer mavirim and ol derech eretz. But Akupan is the musik of a person that has ol derech eretz, ol parnosa. Though there are those that are zoiche to shifti beveis Hashem kol yemei chayeim kipshutoi, and there are those that maybe go out into the olam ha'emes, the real world, they say it's the olam ha'emes, and they are Isaac in the olam parnasa. Gam elu v'gam elu. When you have a massive in yeshiva, we're at the yeshiva light. Sigh whether they're planning to be in a massive of Kulei Torah for another 2 years, or 22 years, or 82 years. But when you're in that massive, that's the nesoyin of Lenin Torah Loich Le'amon. Because Loi HaRezeh, KaHaRezeh, this that someone who taka with Makabal Alat my oil Parnosa and is able to learn the Mesiris Nefesh 5 hours a day is L'Shvacha Yeyomeh. But someone who's in Oich Le'amon, for whatever tkuf it is, Agan Tzeleben or a chelik of his life, but he's in a massive on Oich Le'amon, so it's leman anasen hayelich b'sayrosi imloy. If his productivity delivery is that of someone who is working most of the day, loy l'shvachei yeyomer. Thus is leman anasenu hayelich b'sayrosi imloy. As the oichli amon, so take a richtig oichsteigen in Torah and avoid in Yerushalayim. Good.